This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Traditional graduation ceremonies are back on for some of Alabama's high school seniors. Since Governor Kay Ivey eased restrictions on large gatherings, Hoover City Schools announced it will move forward with in-person graduation ceremonies using social distancing measures. And they're not alone. Other systems are planning similar in-person events. Some seniors and their parents are excited. Others think it's too risky. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
When seniors at Smain Park and Hoover High Schools graduate this week, they'll wear a cap and gown and a mask.
We realize that there are those who absolutely disagree with us having this large gathering, but based on what I understand from the governor, we're in no way violating any issuances that have been given to us.
That's Hoover City Schools Superintendent Kathy Murphy. She says the system has made the difficult decision to hold graduations at the Hoover Metropolitan Complex. The stadium seats 10,000 people. Murphy says school leaders are comfortable hosting the celebration at the outdoor venue with ample space for the graduates and their guests. Each senior will receive 4 tickets for family or friends. They'll have security and some police officers on hand to usher families to their seats and make sure people stay 6 feet apart. Murphy says everyone must wear a face mask. Susie Richardson is the mother of a Hoover High School senior. She says her family plans to attend the ceremony, even though she says the coronavirus cases will go up.
I do feel like there will be an increase of coronavirus in the community, a small one, as a result of the graduation ceremonies, but I also feel like that will happen anyways.
Richardson says people have to be smart. Grandparents shouldn't attend, and folks with underlying conditions should sit this one out. Richardson says the graduates have to take this seriously as well.
They understand the serious nature of what's going on, and I think they appreciate the fact that they're going to be able to have this ceremony. And I think the people that aren't comfortable with it, they don't have to come.
Brad Coltrane is a teacher at Hoover High School. His daughter is a senior there. He says as of now, his family won't be attending the ceremony. His daughter made the decision.
She's kind of said, I don't think it's worth it. And so I'm kind of surprised and proud of that kind of mature thinking from a high school senior.
Coltrane says he and his daughter agree that it's not safe to attend large gatherings.
I completely understand wanting to have a graduation. It pains me a little bit to miss it, but that's not near the pain of actual physical suffering and endangering lives.
Coltrane says he doesn't think Hoover City Schools is trying to endanger lives, but he says that could be an unintended consequence. In an opinion piece published in the Hoover Sun, dozens of Hoover alumni who now work as doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and in other health-related fields wrote that, quote, there are numerous examples globally of superspread events that rapidly increase cases, overburden healthcare systems, and force us to reinstate stringent social distancing measures, end quote. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition urging Hoover school leaders to cancel the ceremonies. Nearly 3,000 people are expected to attend the events at the Hoover Met this week. Teacher Brad Coltrane says that's more than a church gathering or an athletic event.
Major league and professional sports teams that are losing millions of dollars a day are not going back to gatherings. That tells you something.
Other area schools are handling graduations in different ways. At Homewood High School, each senior will sign up for a time to walk across the stage of an empty auditorium and receive their diploma in front of their family. Vestavia Hills High School will give seniors the option to participate in a traditional graduation or a brief individual ceremony. Other school systems have postponed until next month, hoping the threat of COVID-19 won't stop the celebration. Janae Pierre, WBHM.